إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in the treatment of spouses, finally, I come to the most important element of that, which is to express thankfulness, express appreciation, express gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned this about himself, where he said, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is thankful to me for my ni'mat, for my blessings, I will increase them. And the one who is ungrateful, let him be aware and let him beware of a grievous punishment. Think about this. Allah is the one who knows without you telling him whether you are grateful or not. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insisting, and why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that you must express gratitude to him, Jalla Jalaluhu? Because expressing gratitude is about your own self, it is about yourself, it's about your decency, it's about your sense of justice, that you express thankfulness for what you have received. It's not about the other person. It's not about whether the other person knows or does not know. Because this is one of the usual arguments. Why do I need to thank my wife? Why do I need to thank my husband? Don't they know I'm thankful? They may know. Doesn't Allah know that you are thankful? Then why is Allah saying thank? Why is Allah saying that you should thank? And why is He promising to punish you if you do not thank? Because it's a matter of your own self, how you approach that relationship. So therefore, thank your wife, thank your husband, for what they have done. How many wives thank their husbands for going out to work every morning, for running their businesses, for being employed, for doing jobs sometimes which they won't even like to do. Given a chance, they would like to leave that company and resign or something, but they don't do that because they have this responsibility and this burden of looking after the family. How many wives thank their husbands to say, I thank you so much for going out to work and working so hard, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this comfort and this safety and this financial stability. How many wives actually do that? If you haven't done that, make tawbah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave you a husband who did not, resent not being thanked, and then go and thank Him. How many husbands on the other hand thank their wives for the fact that when you come home, you have a house which is in order, you have hot food on the table, you have children who are taken care of, you don't have to worry about any of that. You know, just come and do things on your own and you realize. And you might say, well, you know, no problem, I mean, I'm very good in the kitchen and so on. You might be good in the kitchen, no doubt about that. But having to do something is different from doing something because you like to do it. So having to make a cup of tea is different from making a cup of tea when you feel like making a cup of tea. Having to cook your breakfast or having to cook your dinner after a long day's work in the office is different from cooking a dinner one day on the weekend because you felt like doing that. So the fact that your needs are taken care of, the fact that you are that you have a spouse who cares for you, who is concerned about you, who makes dua for you, who wakes up in the night and makes dua for you. This is a beautiful thing that we need to thank each other for, right? And very, very important for us to do that, because as I said, the thankfulness increases the happiness of the other person. So when you are thankful, you show your appreciation. I mentioned this story before, but it's a good reminder. One day I was teaching a course in Chennai, in India, and there were no Muslims involved. They were all Tamilian Hindus. I asked, I brought in the question of thankfulness, and I said to them, that how many of you in Tamilian homes, there's a morning ritual, which is that people they wake up in the morning, the lady of the house, she wakes up in the morning and she has a bath, she does her puja, and then she goes into the kitchen and she makes filter coffee. And this filter coffee of Tamil Nadu, of Chennai, you have to drink it the way it's made in a Brahmin home. It's absolutely fantastic. This was a whole group of Tamilian Brahmins who were in my course. So I asked them, I said, how many of you will miss that coffee? How many of you would miss that coffee if it wasn't there? They said, oh, sir, of course, absolutely. Because it's a very, very, you know, common ritual. The men will get up and then they have this coffee and they read the Hindu newspaper. So this is the usual thing. So I said, would you miss it? They said, absolutely. So I said, how many of you thanked your wife or your mother or your sister, whoever is the lady of the house who makes this coffee, how many of you thanked them for making the coffee? And there was dead silence because not a single one of them had ever thanked them. Even the thought didn't occur to them. One of them, who was a middle-aged kind of chap who was sitting in the front, he started laughing. So I said, why are you laughing? What's did I say anything funny? He said, no, if I thank my wife, she will die of shock. So I said, let her die happy, you still thank her anyway. And everybody laughed and that was it, and we finished. The next day, when this class, it was a two-day course, so next day when they came, one of the young guys, he came to me and he said, sir, my mother asked me to thank you. So I said, your mother asked you to thank me, and why would your mother ask you to thank me? I don't even know who your mother is. And it sounded strange to me, why would this guy's mother ask him to thank me? So I said, anyway, thank you very much, but what was it about? She said, this guy says, I went home and I said to my mom, I said, mom, thank you very much for making this coffee every day. And he said, the first thing my mother said is, who asked you to tell me this? Who asked you to thank me? So he said, I tried to pretend. I said, no, I just realized, She said, no, I know you didn't realize anything. I know who you are. I'm your mother after all. Who told you to thank me? And he said, our teacher said, because he's teaching a class and he asked us. He said, go tomorrow morning first thing and thank your teacher for reminding you to thank me. And so important to do that. Now think about that. This is a common thing. It's not only a Muslim thing or a spouse thing. It's a common thing for us to take for granted the services that we receive, the help that we receive, all the goodness that we receive from people. Very sad. How many of us thank our cooks and our drivers and servants and so on, who work for us and who do things for us on a daily basis, right? And how many of us do that? And why don't we do that? It's something to think about, because at the end of the day, if it wasn't for these people, it would make a difference in our lives, without a doubt. If they help us and they make our life easy on a daily basis, but yet we don't think there is a need to thank them. So very, very important for us to be thankful to all the people around us who thanks to whom our life, alhamdulillah, is very good, and this especially applies in the case of the families. So very, very important, I remind myself and you, let us be thankful. Please go and thank your wives, thank your husbands, and make that into a habit. I mean, don't just do it one day because you heard the Fajr reminder. Make this into a habit of being thankful, of expressing thanks, and do it loudly and clearly. Do it in many ways. Just say thanks, give gifts, presents, whatever, but make sure that you thank each other on a regular basis, and then see how beautifully it will affect your marriage, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you marriages which are fi dunya hasana. Because this is what somebody asked Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, what is the meaning of Fidunya Hasana? And he said, Fidunya Hasana is a pious wife. So he was talking about the women. So he said, pious wife, it's a good wife, is the one who's good to you. And obviously the opposite also applies. It's a pious husband, one who's good to you, is Fidunya Hasana, is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya itself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and we thank him for the fact that he has given us these blessings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.